You want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Ooh. Okay.
Scare me.
Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian, the Paranormal, and Hollywood, Tony P. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
Welcome, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. My name is Hollywood Tony P, and I am the host, one of the hosts. We have many hosts. We've had many hosts. We've had many shows, many different shows, many different types of shows. And this week, I thought, well, let's do a show. Let's do a topic, and we were going to do the words in red as the topic. But then I figured that's a little too specific, and some people don't want to talk about the words in red, and that's fine. So we're not just going to talk about that. Tonight, we're opening up the lines. Any topic, any idea, any thought, anything you have, you want to say, paranormal, conspiratorial, time travel, aliens, the sky is the limit. You want to talk about Bigfoot? 619-924-0815. You want to talk about aliens? 619-924-0815. You want to talk about religion? 619-924-0815. Anything you want to talk about, any topic you want to talk about, anything you want to talk about, what's on your mind tonight? We're not going to screen. We never screen. Now, I was looking back on Facebook, right, and Art Bell is dead, and he is succeeded by some girl who's doing Midnight in the Desert, took over his show. Art helped her along, and then blah, blah, blah. She does open lines, no screening, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I'll never listen to it, though, because Art Bell was the original open lines, and then George Norrie followed that. Who this girl is, I don't know. Never heard of her before. Didn't care about her before. Never heard her on the show before. Never heard her host Coast to Coast before. But apparently, she was good enough for Art Bell to make a host. Not us. I'm the greatest talk show that's been around for 11 years. We've talked and talked and talked about these things. We are known. Art Bell was my friend on Facebook. Not a good friend, but he was my friend. He was a very staunch Republican, too. Kind of a jerk. But, you know, it's okay that Art Bell was a Trump supporter. It's okay that he's dead now. And it's okay that his predecessor, whoever it is, I don't know, protege, I never heard of her, before something Midnight in the Desert. Her guests, meh, who cares? But they're suing everybody now. Because apparently other people are using the name Midnight in the Desert to propose their own shows, to promote their own shows. And we're going to do the exact same thing. So if you like Midnight in the Desert, I should just title the show Midnight in the Desert. Because you know why? I would love to get shut down by that person because that would get us publicity. Wow. Because telling you, doing this for 11 years, that I know more about all this jack squat than whoever that girl is hosting Midnight in the Desert. And I don't give a crap who she is or what. She does not deserve to host the Art Bell radio show. I would rather have George Norrie come back and host it. But no, we're hosting our own show. Open lines, like Art Bell used to do. Amazing things, like Art Bell used to do. Amazing topics. And this season, the 13th, 14th, might be the 14th season of The Greatest Talk Show. We've been on for a long time, folks. And we've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about the Venusian infiltration that Mark Arcturian was talking about. how the Venusians are infiltrating the planet Earth. We talked about crossing dimensions, universal wandering, dimensional travel. That was really cool. We talked about the God problem. You know, what's God got to do with it? Who needs a God when a God has forgotten you? And then, you know, did we talk about time travel? We might have. I don't know if we did or we didn't. Probably we did. Maybe it was in the interdimensional travel. I think we talked about time travel. I think so. Actually, I'm going to go look back right now because I can do that. I can go back and look in archive, as you should go back and look into archive and see the shows that we've done on the World Generation Podcast Network. So we're getting a caller on the line now, so let's go right to the phone lines. Caller, you are live on the Greatest Talk Show's Open Lines. Who's this and what do you want to talk about tonight?
You want to talk about my dick there, buddy? Piss my asshole and choke on my cock.
Choke on a cock. Okay, so that's what we want to talk about. All right.
I want to come on your mouth, big boy.
Yahoo! All right, Yahoo, talking about a cock. Okay, so are we talking about a rooster?
Get your finger up your ass there, big boy. I want to hear what that is like. Feel tight there.
All right, well, here's it. Let me tell you a story, caller. There was this story. There's once this rooster
my testicles?
And this cat.
I'm really horny right now.
Yeah, no, there was this rooster. And this cat, right? And they were on a farmyard. And the rooster was walking around the farmyard, and the cat attacked the rooster. Man, I've never seen a hulking pussy devour a big fat cock so much in my life. Like, they were fighting, and this pussy was all over this cock. And the pussy was beating his cock into submission. And the cock kept beating his pussy. I mean, this was hardcore. Is that what you wanted to say, caller? That's what you were talking about, and that's what we're talking about. Unscreened open lines. Anything goes. Ah, hulking pussy and a big fat cock on the Greatest Talk Show. Do you like that? This show's rated PG. Oh, well. Anyway, so we've talked about a lot of things, and I'm going to go back and look at all the things that we've talked about on the show because I want to – we talked about weed last week. That's pretty interesting. Apparently that last guy was on some kind of psychedelic, you know, sticking a finger up his ass and everything. He probably enjoys the proctologist very much so. But people like that have problems and issues, and they should seek psychiatric help. But we like you, trolls, so thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it, and thank you for giving us a listen. One more tick and one more tally and one more click to add to our pocket. So that's wonderful that you think that you did something amazing when, in fact, you've been doing the same thing that we've been doing for years and years and years. So we talked about weed last week and the benefits of marijuana, legalization. Should it be legalized? What do you think about weed? And I think the general consensus is that there's nothing wrong with marijuana and it should be legalized. I think so. I think that it helps people, and especially nowadays, what we're dealing with now with people with the suicidal depression, that's big in the news now. And, you know, Anthony Bourdain smoked a lot of weed. Obviously, it didn't help enough, but, you know, for some people, it does. It does help. So, and speaking of death, we talked about death a couple weeks ago. We talked about types of death, how death, what happens when you die, where do you go, the afterlife, this life, that life, like, what happens when you get old and embalmed? I don't know. What does that? Where do you go? Do you move on? Does your spirit move on? Does your soul move on? 619-924-0815. Tell us what you think happens when you die. We also did a show about government conspiracies and secret societies, and we discovered that the entire world is being run by a shadow government, a secret society maybe, or not. There are many things. We learned this week that, well, I've known for a while, but my girlfriend learned this week that the Denver International Airport is a bustle with Illuminati imagery. And it goes from Blucifer, the blue horse that is right in front of the airport. And if you've never been to Colorado, you will land here and you will drive out of the airport and you will see the giant blue horse with glowing red eyes that killed its creator and crushed him before it was erected. And there's also New World Order paintings in the in the terminal. Three different paintings, to be exact. There's a lot of Masonic symbols, and a lot of people think there's a bunker underneath the Denver International Airport. Well, I'll tell you, going further, the flag for Denver, Colorado, is two mountains with the sun rising above two mountains, and we all know that that is the sun rising above two mountains, which, of course, is the Illuminati flag and the symbol of the Illuminati. That is the Denver, that is the Denver flag, the symbol, the sun rising between above two mountains. And so, interesting stuff going on at DIA, if you believe certain things like that. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. I don't know what's on my mind right now. Karma. Karma is pretty big. It's been big recently and now is. And I've seen recently a couple examples of instant karma. All right, the biggest example, there's two big examples. One of them was we were watching The Amazing Race, and we thought we were watching the new episode of The Amazing Race, but apparently we were watching the first season of The Amazing Race. But, like, in the third episode, these two girls, right, they stole this taxi, they totally cheated and were jerks and bitches to these other two people. And it turns out in the end that they were knocked out. Karma, instant karma happened. And wow, I was just so amazed at the universe. And then, of course, recently, just recently, a team had cheated and cheated big and cost my team a win. And 10 games later, that team was undefeated. And we finally faced them and they are no longer undefeated. And that is karma at its best as well. Karma, does it come around? What comes around goes around. Sounds like a boomerang to me. So karma is a boomerang, is a karma chameleon. We did time travel across multiple dimensions, but we didn't do just time travel. We didn't do the experience of time travel, because in past episodes, we've done time travel from various perspectives. So maybe we'll do that next week, right? Maybe we'll talk about time travel from a future perspective. Past travel, not future travel. We're not talking about future travel, because future travel is possible. Anybody travels, time travels to the future, and we're doing it right now at 13,000 miles an hour. We are traveling into the future on this hurtling flat disk, flat earth. No, of course not. If you believe that, you're the same moron that just called into the show. And I would have talked to him about a rooster and a cat all night, but he didn't let me get a word at edgewise. See, if you're going to troll our show, at least have the common courtesy to have a filthy and disgusting conversation and don't just make it one-sided. Yes, you want attention, but we're here. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever we want, whether a big black cat and a big fat rooster, or you want to talk about time travel, because we can. And we're going to talk about everything in a second. I'm just going over what else are we going to talk about? Let's see. Dreams. Ha, Art Bell tribute. We did that. We did dreams. Dream walking. Okay. What dreams have you had? 619-924-0815. And I had a dream the other night that I was running through different doors. And when I went in the door, I came out in a different universe. And it was very clear because one of the universes had the Statue of Liberty as a dude. And it was still copper and green, but it was dirty, and a dude had a lot of swords, right? So the Statue of Liberty was a man, and I was, you know, going through these doors in the different universes, the future and the past. I believe I was in the past, I was in the future, but I think that's very interesting. And it's funny because the next day on TV I watched Futurama, and they were jumping through boxes into different universes and going into one box and coming out the other box. Psychic vision. Is it psychic vision? Our friend Mark Derrick-Turian would tell us we're just remembering everything that we've done because we are a memory and brain of God, and he's already thought us into existence, so we're remembering how life should be. I believe that we are all deja vuing. This is a save point. We go back to a save point. The universe fucks itself. We go to a save point, and we start over again, and we just happen to remember other things that happened, and some of us are a little more clear on remembering the past incarnations of ourselves. We just watched The Magicians, and nobody else remembers the 39 different times they did the spoiler alert. Nobody remembers the 39 times they did what they did, and except for one guy. Poor guy. All right, let's go to the phone lines. It is open lines, after all. Unscreen, let's go to the caller. You are live on the greatest talk show. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
How are you?
I'm okay. Who's this?
All right, here's the big question. Are you a fan of anal sex?
Well, you know, it's very, very interesting that you bring
that
up. So you're gay. You talk about anal sex.
Do you know
okay,
what
so
sex is?
How much anal sex have you had? How much anal sex, since we're talking about it, how much anal sex have you had? And are you a bottom or a top? Oh, you're
so when you say you wanted to lose your virginity to me, does that mean that you actually had fantasies about me?
No, I thought you were talking about how
you
were
cute?
In a locker room one day and you got gangbanged by a whole bunch of football players.
Jesus Christ.
And, well, tell us more
go
about that. Tell us more about your tell us more about your anal sexcapades.
Well, how many inches? Are you very small?
You're very small. That's amazing. Like, you know, some of us are well hung, but if you have a tiny penis, we can talk about that because it is
open-line.
Yeah,
I got a solution for you, and you can take it or leave it. If you want bigger genitals, measure from a different place.
Oh, okay. Well, how would you measure your own genitals?
That's gay.
Ah, okay. Well, there goes another caller who apparently likes anal sex, and he enjoys anal sex, and he has a small penis, and he admitted it live on the air. Totally, totally acceptable because we're unscreening calls tonight on the greatest talk show. This is what you get, and it's amazing, and it's amusing, and we enjoy it. Open lines. What are you gonna get? We had a talk about a cat and a rooster. We just had a talk about some guy telling us about his first time getting gangbanged in a locker room in high school. That's good for him. I'm glad that he came out live on the greatest talk show. Thank you, caller. And we appreciate it is Pride Month. So thank you so much for coming out on the greatest talk show. We can now say we've also had a live exorcism on the greatest talk show here years back. So it's cool. It was a guy who just came out live on the radio. Anything goes here on the greatest talk show. Open lines. Where were we before we were really interrupted with the man with the small penis? It's okay. Wandering through different universes, moving through doors, different places. I mean, it goes to the – we were talking about the dreams. We were talking about Art Bell and the dream world. We were talking about Art Bell and his whole idea of listening to the callers, hearing what the callers have to say.
That are meaningful.
That are mean. No, it doesn't matter. This is unscreened, so anything goes tonight. But we're listening to the callers because we want to know. I believe anything that they want to tell me. And we'll explore this through the show. And if you want to call 619-924-0815, tell me what you think about walking through the dream world or time travel or aliens. And what is your take on it? And I want to know. And we are going to explore this together. So let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are live on the greatest talk show. Who's this? Hello, caller. All right. Well, since the caller just wants to hang on the line, they can hang on the line and listen to the show. So that's wonderful. Thank you for calling in, caller. And we really appreciate you. I would love to talk to you about time travel, but we are, as I was saying, time traveling right now. 13,000 miles an hour, 16,000 miles an hour. How fast are we going? Well, we're traveling to the future. And I read an article that eventually the day will be 25 hours long. In about 300,000 years, it will be 25 hours of a day. Because the day, right now, the year, is 365 days, 0.024 hours. So that's why we have a leap year every 4 years, because there's an extra day. But eventually, there will be an extra 2 days, and then maybe an extra month, and then eventually they're just going to have to add another hour. Because we are spinning faster than 365.24 days. So you keep adding the 300. No, it's 365.26. So eventually there will be two leap days. In about 100 years, there will be two leap days. There will be a leap year and another leap day after that because we are going so fast. And then 300,000 years, because of the hundredth and the tenth of a thousandth of a second, there we go. Okay? So I just read that. It's very interesting. It's very... Do you want to talk about politics? Ooh. The greatest... We haven't talked about politics. We haven't talked about World War III, you know? We are on the brink of World War III. There's a cheeto running the country. A cheetah. A cheating cheeto. Chester Cheetah is running the country. How do you feel about that? If you're a Republican, please call now, 619-924-0815. I would love to know how you feel about guns. I want to know how you feel about school shootings. I want to know how you love Donald Trump, because our last two callers seem like Trump supporters, right? I mean, one of them got gangbanged in a high school bathroom by a whole bunch of jocks and came out live on the air. He definitely is a Trump supporter. And then the first guy loved to talk about cats and roosters, so he must be a Trump supporter too. So I'm just curious, if you like Donald Trump, call in 619-924-0815. It is open lines, ladies and gentlemen. We can talk about anything. Big news. Anthony Bourdain committed suicide. That's death. He's dead. And so this depression thing has been going around. A lot of people are talking about depression. The suicide hotline's going around. And Val Kilmer got a lot of anger towards him because he said that it was selfish, that Anthony Bourdain was selfish. Now, Val Kilmer was Anthony Bourdain's very best friend. Okay? So I accept.
Really?
Yes. I accept the fact that if the best friend of somebody who just committed suicide, they have the right to say that. And, you know, this is not a popular opinion, but it is very selfish, what he did. Not that I think anybody should, but it's very selfish. It's selfish for many reasons. You leave a kid around, you leave a wife around, you leave things. It's selfish for the people around you because they have to deal with it. And it's non-empathetic. We live in a world where empathy is lacking. Right, we most would say we live in a computer-generated hologram, and if in fact the people around you are robots or human or not even human or whatever, robots cannot feel empathy. They cannot understand the concept of humanity, which is empathy and emotion, understanding the feelings of others. Now that goes to another topic. Okay, I believe there are seven people who exist in this world, and the rest are robots, fiction, nothing. Prove me wrong, people, because right now I know I exist. I know my girlfriend exists. I know that some guy who got gangbanged in the bathroom of a high school exists. And I know somebody who likes cats and roosters exists. But that's it. Are you out there? 619-924-0815. This is the greatest talk show. We're talking about everything. It's open lines, okay? Now, it's funny. We get these trolling calls, right? And it's happened before, and it'll happen again and again and again because the trolls like to come out. And that's what we're living in, a world of trolls. You go online, you go to Facebook, you see an article. Most of them are Russian bots. Most of them are trolls, Republican trolls. But it's funny because when Barack Obama was running for a second term, I remember telling Jersey James, I remember telling him, if I was the Republicans, I would hire hundreds of thousands of people just to sit at a computer and leave comments on different things, and it would make people believe that people believe these certain things about the Republican Party, and the Republican Party would win. And lo and behold, guess what happened? That's exactly what happened, and that's exactly how it happened. And I think now the Democrats are doing the same thing. They should. In order for them to fight back, the Democrats should probably get 100,000 people and sit them in a computer and make sure they're troll farms and make sure they go around on Facebook and hire people to go around and make comments. But that's not going to happen because the Republicans are very dishonest. A dishonest Republican. Well, there are, for Russia, red states for communism. Are the Republicans communists? Tell me your thoughts, 619-924. Oh, wait, 1-5. I believe so. I believe that you are a moron if you believe that Russia had nothing to do or isn't affecting the American government. But you know what? I said that a long time ago, too. On the greatest talk show, I told you that the KGB, The KBG. KB Toy Stores. The KGB had infiltrated America. And that after the Cold War, they actually won. Russia actually won, and they installed the KGB into America. And they are running America as a shadow government for Russia. That's why they don't care about Russia. That's why the people in Russia don't matter, because Russia moved to America. That's right. America is a shadow government of Russia. The KGB runs America. After Kennedy was assassinated, that was it. Lyndon B. Johnson was a Russian plant, a mole. He was triggered. He was actioned. Ding! And you know what he did? You know what he did? You don't know what he did? You don't know what Lyndon B. Johnson did? You don't know what Lyndon B. Johnson did? What did Lyndon B. Johnson do? I don't know either. But you know what? I believe he was Russian. Lyndon B. Johnson, the Nixon, the KGB, the shadow government in America. Could it be? Could it be possible? Who knows? Right now, Russia is running America because Russia is running Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, my God, I used to watch The Apprentice. All the time I'd watch The Apprentice. And it was good, and it was interesting, and it was great, because I'd like to watch Donald Trump fire people. But then Omarosa came around, and then she did Big Brother. Ooh, let's go to the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest talk show, and this is Open Line. So, caller, you are live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Richard. I just got something real quick, and I'll pop right back off. I just want to say I've got a huge penis. I can suck my own cock. It's long and girthy. I'll have to come in my own mouth. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
All right. Thank you, Dick. Dick can come in his own mouth, so he, obviously that's pretty awesome. We're getting a lot of people coming out today to us live on the air on the Greatest Talk Show, and it is Pride Month, so I'm very happy about that, that these people are coming out live on the Greatest Talk Show. What a night! I mean, what an amazing night we're having. We've already had more callers than we've ever had in the history of the Greatest Talk Show. Actually, that's not true. For a while there, we were doing shows, and we had a lot of people call in the show and, you know, tell us things. We've actually had a lot of UFO experts. We've also had D. Wallace. D. Wallace actually called in. If you want to check out The Greatest Talk Show with the D. Wallace interview, and if you don't know who D. Wallace is, she's the mother from E.T., the mother from Cujo. She was in The Frighteners, and she talked live on the air to me, Hollywood Tony P. You just type in TGTS on your search bar, and you D. Wallace, and it'll take you to our old page, The Greatest Talk Show's old page, TGTS, and it will show you the D. Wallace episode. And it's very interesting because it's called Conscious Creation. Dee Wallace is very much into the spirituality of things, about the energy, the crystals, the whole, the secret, as it were. And I know people who are into that and the metaphysical, and it's very, very interesting, right? It is very, very interesting right now. But we're going to go into that after the break, okay? So open lines tonight, any topic, anywhere. We're getting some very awesome calls, and a lot of people are coming out live on the radio, and I think that's amazing. I think that it is a testament to these people that they are willing to put themselves on the line to come out in support of gay rights. And it's a topic that, you know, it's hard to see why people are stressed about it, but inclusiveness, I think it's a good thing. 619-924-0815. I'm Hollywood Tony P. This is The Greatest Talk Show. Open lines, anything you want to talk about, no screening. So you're going to hear more about those kitty cats and those big old roosters and more. So call us live, 619-924-0815. We'll be back after this on The Greatest Talk Show that will ever be on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back. Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights
will never be the same again.
You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I'm Hollywood Tony P. What a night! We've had a lot of callers tonight, and a lot of people have been coming out live on the radio, which is awesome for us, and it's a great way to show your pride in yourself, so that's pretty awesome. We've been talking about everything under the sun, and we're going to talk about everything under the sun because it's open lines, right? No screening, any topic, nothing is off limits, okay? Let's talk about aliens for a second, okay? Mark Derek-Turian brought up the general consensus that the Venusians are transforming the Earth to be more like their home planet so that they can exist here. Now, I think it would be more like the movie Alien Nation, where yes, they're kind of making it so that they could survive here, probably not comfortably, but they will eventually be among us, and the aliens will live among us. Are they going to try to rule us with their overlordish powers? Well, I don't think so, for many different reasons. First of all, they're probably already in contact with the United States government, so if they're going to try to terraform this planet on their own basis, the United States government will probably know about it. They might be on board with it because, you know, we're still humans. We can survive and we can be used as energy if this is a Matrix type of thing. But I also believe that there are other aliens out there looking at the best interest of humanity and the people on Earth, because in the universe we hold this interesting thought pattern in our brains that it's a very interesting. We are very interesting beings, and we are interesting to them, and they want to help us and save us. So if some alien race was actually harming humanity, they would probably intervene. But then again, maybe it already had happened, and then, you know, like the Anunnaki or whatever. So maybe there was a war over Earth for a while, like, and they're gone, right? And Earth is empty in space, quarantined. And no one has dominion over the planet because there is an empty chair at the table, as we've learned. There is a table which sits every ruler and every emperor of every quadrant of the universe. There's about 8 of them, and each of them runs their own giant sector. But there's one empty chair, and that home planet would be Earth. And it's empty because there is no representation. Earth has no representation. Nobody controls us. Nobody. There's probably, like, dark forces, nefarious, you know, working with the United States government and the aliens, but they can't give it
to the people, and they're releasing little by little and little things to placate us and say, okay, well, these things are out there. Let's not explore it more. Okay, that's cool. And they're probably working with the United States government, doing things and this and that are installed in the United States government. But in a whole, I believe the Earth is quarantined from the outside universe because humans are very ambitious, ruthless, empathetic, and sometimes irrational. And I really don't think that they want humans wandering around their part of the universe because we're just going to mess shit up, man. I mean, in the true spirit of things, I think that they're more afraid of us or independence, the fact that we are not governed by rules. And when we are, we will sometimes break them. You see that in all science fiction shows, like in Star Trek The Next Generation. They are governed by the Prime Directive, by rules, but sometimes they break them. There are cultures and aliens and races out there, I believe, that have strict rules that don't break them. That they are, that is their lifeblood of living and existing. And they can't fathom the fact that humans sometimes go against our very core values, that sometimes go against our very core instincts. Trust the gut, trust our feelings when we know we can see the facts. Things are right in front of us. We can see that things are there. And we know all the evidence. And yet sometimes we will just go the other way. We'll take a left when we know we should be taking a right. Why? Why not? And I think that's what scares the rest of the universe about humanity, is we are uncontrollable. Even when we are controlled, we still revolt. Even when we are controlled, we try to escape that control. We revolt. There are rebellions. There are resistance, right? If they try to overthrow us, they will then find the resistance in us. We will not be ruled. We shall not be ruled. In Avengers, the first one, a people who will not be ruled. They will not submit ever. And even when we do, even if humanity is enslaved, we will still never be 100% enslaved. We will never accept our alien overlords as true lords and masters because we are human beings. We strive for individuality, and we cannot be caged, even though we are. We cannot be silenced, even though we are. We cannot be moved, even though they can move us. It's a conundrum that none want to answer, and they probably came across it long in the past. But that's why we don't hear about them anymore. That's why the Anunnaki left. That's what, because maybe the human population decided to, even back then, rebel, revolt, stand up. Hundreds of thousands of humans standing up to 7 or 8 Anunnaki. That's incredible. But when we join together, we're powerful. And maybe that's what they realize. We're a quarantine. Earth is quarantined. 619-924-0815. What interesting stories do you have to tell us about certain things? You know what I'd like? I'd like a reading live on the radio. But that's not going to happen tonight because it's not possible at this time. But it'd be very interesting, like maybe next week, to do a show and open it up for people who want readings if we wanted to do that. That's a possibility. I don't like the readings that certain people I know give, but that doesn't mean other people out there won't enjoy the same thing. And people like free readings, I think. You know, I mean, you go to the library to check out a free book. You can turn that back on because it's
really loud.
I can hear. Somebody's just going to call in about a story about a cat and a rooster. So, I mean, you know, whether we hear you or not, whether you hear me or not, we just turn on the engines of our spaceship, and now we are wandering the ether. The ether, the Akashic Record. There's a place where every thought and every idea is stored. If you've seen Ready Player One, the dude who created that world stored every single thought, everything that he did, he recorded, there's the Akashic Records, where as every thought, every idea, every experience of everybody who's ever lived and ever will live is stored somewhere. Now, here's what I think, and I'm going to tell you, okay, because it's the greatest talk show. I'm Hollywood Tony P, and I've learned through 13 seasons certain things, and I've experienced existence. I've been here. I've been there. I travel universes. I wander. I've been to the future, been to the past. I've time traveled. I've seen aliens. I've talked to aliens. I've talked to the person. I've seen the Akashic Records. I've been a psychic. I've been not a psychic. I've existed. I haven't existed. I have a dragon. I don't have a dragon. It doesn't matter. So if there's a giant record vault of everybody who's, you know, playing all the greatest hits of their favorite albums in one easy-to-listen-to collection, then you have to believe that there is somebody who is in charge of that information, of that thought, about that those concepts, somebody who is the curator. I don't know if it's really a curator, but there is definitely somebody who is in charge. I would say the narrator. The narrator who is telling the story of the universe and existence. And he tells it at all times. And if you want to tap into the Akashic Record, he'll tell you your story. Do you believe in the Akashic Record? Do you believe that out there right now there are beings existing that care not about you? Or do you believe that there are none? As our good friend Mark Derrick-Turian has told us many times, that we can only prove that I exist and you listening, you exist. But we don't really know, right? And we don't exist anyway, do we? There is no future, there is no alien, there's nothing. There is absolutely nothing. I don't believe that. See, today we were going to talk about the words in red, right? Now, if you don't know what the words in red are, they are the words uttered by Jesus in the Bible, and they are usually highlighted in red, the actual spoken words read, written down from a second person's account, a first-hand account, not an autobiography, but a biography from a couple people about what Jesus actually said. Now, whether you believe Jesus Christ was the Son of God, whether you believe he was a prophet, most religions believe he was a prophet, the Christians and Catholics and the Mormons believe that he was actually the Son of God. The Mormons believe that he came back in America in the 1800s. The Jews don't believe. They believe that Jesus was a prophet. They're just not. He's not the David that they were waiting for. And that's interesting because the Jews are waiting for their Messiah. They're waiting for David. Right? They're waiting for their Messiah. Now, I personally believe that when their Messiah comes, that will be the second coming of the Christian Messiah. But they just missed the first one. It's okay, because that's not what they were looking for. Could it be? Could be, maybe not. But we do know from the books of the Bible that the revelation, from John's revelation, his dream, which he had a vision, he had a dream, and he wrote it down. He wrote down a vision and a dream. And it is included in the Bible. And it tells of the apocalyptic end, the sixth seal, the angels of death. Now, how literal is it? Is it literal? Is it metaphorical? Well, some of the Bible, some of the Old Testament, especially Genesis, is a lot of metaphor, trying to condense the creation of existence, which took 5 trillion years, into 7 days, which is okay because that's exactly right. 6 days for God is 5 trillion years for Earth. That's just how it is. You can calculate how many years each day is. You can figure out how many days it took to do certain things. Okay, so the Old Testament, the first part in Genesis, is basically 50 or so pages condensing 5 trillion years of history in a single book. So most of it is metaphor, most of it is simile, and most of it is allegory. All right, but then the revelation, could it be the same thing? Well, maybe not, okay? Because I've had dreams and visions, and they're similar, right? They mean things, but they're similar. Just like I was just saying, I had a dream about wandering through doors and going into different universes, running in and out. And then on TV the next day, the Futurama episodes Oh, the Futurama episode where they were leaping into boxes, in and out of boxes, and everything like that. So the dream I had, the vision I had, was very similar. It wasn't metaphorical. It was similar. Okay? So that's what I think about the revelations, about the New Testament, the end of the world. I think that the images painted are more literal than you would believe, are more similar, not simile, similar to what is written. Not exactly, but similar enough to where you know you've had a prophetic dream about something and it happened, and it's so similar that, yeah, maybe the colors were different, I was running through doors, not boxes, it was different, this and that. Fine. Dandy. Fine and dandy. But what do you believe? That's the big question. That's what we're here to talk about tonight in open lines, aliens, time travel, whatever you want to talk about. 619-924-0815. We're in the World Generation Podcast Network. Tomorrow night, if you like wrestling, you can listen to Monday Night Fallout. We're talking about Raw. Do you watch WWE? Well, they do, and they talk about it. And they want to tell you about it. Tuesday, I and Danny Hart sit with Mike Santori on the most ridiculous show that you will ever listen to. And we talk about the most random, nonsensical things. Where will it go? What will happen? Who knows? That's the fun of doing live radio. Nobody really knows where things are going to go. Nobody knows how it's going to go. Nobody knows what the future is going to hold. Nobody knows who's going to call, who's not going to call. We're still waiting, right? I am one of three hosts of The Greatest Talk Show. And there have been five hosts of The Greatest Talk Show. And some of them haven't called in. But we are getting a call right now. So let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are live on The Greatest Talk Show's Open Lines Night. Who's this, and what do you want to talk about?
Big Ed, I want to discuss something with you.
All right, please, go ahead.
How would you like to get your hands on my penis? Please start eating my penis.
Can I ask, what are you using, text-to-speech or natural reader? Because I use text-to-speech.
My son said that you said, I'd love to suck your cunt.
Oh, he's using text-to-speech. See, now they have new technology nowadays where you can actually do this. And it's great. Well, and that actually sounded like a real person. So there's a real person using text-to-speech. Now, for those of you out there who don't know, text-to-speech is this idea. You can type something into the computer. And I'm going to give you an example of it because we have that, actually, on our thing. I use text-to-speech for where is it? Where the hell is it? Why do I always lose these? This. This is not a real woman.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Just like that last caller, was not a real person. It was somebody typing in something in the text-to-speech. Now, it's amazing we live in a future, in a world where computers can so much emulate human speech that you would not know that this was not a real person.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on...
You see? There's a little pause, but we're getting to the point now where you can have automated things like that make phone calls for you, do things for you, set up appointments for you, take care of things for you, take care of your life for you, and do what you need to do on a daily basis. Like, say you
want to talk to me or don't you?
Oh no!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
We're actually talking about text-to-speech. We're actually talking about using computers.
John Gabor has mammoth cunt lips.
What? He said John Gabor has mammoth cunt lips. So here's what this person is doing. They're using many different audio clips.
I admit it. I'm queer.
Oh, good. Well, see, we got it's very interesting.
Once
another
I asked the little boy, please start eating my penis.
Somebody, they keep coming out on the radio. But so there's two different things going on. First, they're using text to speech.
Tell me a little about what you're doing down there.
Well, I wouldn't want to get too deep into what's going on, but the concept of like,
I'd love to.
Tesla. Oh yeah, good. The Tesla, the auto driving car, right? So computers now can do anything. They can order your dry cleaning. They can order you McDonald's. Hi-ho. Off to work we go. But they can order you McDonald's, right? And the self-driving cars now. These computers can do anything. Emulate the human voice. And there are programs like that. Alexa will call for you. You could say, hey, Alexa. And Alexa will be like, how you doing? I'm Alexa. And Alexa will call somebody for you, make an appointment. Hello, this is Alexa. And she has an algorithm, right? This computer now has an algorithm where it can sense concepts and thoughts and actually have coherent conversations by understanding what somebody says and reacting and responding accordingly. So let's go to our friendly neighborhood troll and let's see if they can respond to us. All right, caller. Aliens.
Tell me a little about what you're doing down there.
Ah, okay. So, see, that was a repeated comment, but I want to know. That was another repeated comment. See, it's not prepared, and the algorithm that they're using is very low grade software. It's not good because they cannot follow along. Because I'm asking about what they think about the Venusians infiltrating America, and that's what we get. So we learn that there are certain people, unlike the caller who came out live on the air just now, and it was a computer. I've never heard a computer come out gay live on the air, but it is Pride Week. Ladies and gentlemen, the first time ever, you heard it here on the greatest talk show, the first time ever a computer, somebody's computerized voice came out as homosexual live on the greatest talk show. If this isn't radio for you, ladies and gentlemen, if this isn't where you want to be, you're in the wrong place. You are not listening to the World Generation Podcast Network, because my God, the amount of amazing things tonight. But computers can do a lot of things. What do you think about the self-driving cars? What I think is, eventually, there's going to be 25% of the people who are going to actually be driving, and 75% are going to be self-driving cars. I'm going to really hate the fact that I'm going to be weaving in and out of these self-driving cars doing exactly the speed limit. The speed limit's 45. You know what the self-driving car is going to do? 45. You know what I'm going to be doing? 55. I'm going to be flipping off cars that have no drivers in it. Hey, you bastard, and there's nobody in there. Nobody cares. I'm going to be getting pissed at some automated driver that doesn't even exist and isn't even there, and people don't even care what they're doing. They're just driving the 45 miles an hour, which makes me think that there's going to be just specific lanes for that, right? Because you can't have them wandering in and out. So maybe when the self-driving cars have to go to the self-driving lane until they're ready to exit, and they have to stay in that self-driving lane until they're ready to exit. Because if they were wandering in and out of lanes, going where they – that would be dangerous. That would be utterly dangerous. They would have sensors, but I, as a driver, an aggressive driver, wouldn't give a crap about their sensors and cut them off at any given turn. And I know that I'm not the only one who would want to cut off a fake driver, a computerized automaton, because they're going so slow. Faster, you idiot. And then, of course, I flip off a robot who doesn't really understand that I'm flipping him off and cursing him out. And so our last caller proved that some computers are smart and some computers are dumb and some computers are gay. Coming out live on the greatest talk show that will ever be. Wow. Open Lines is great tonight, and I can't wait. We're still waiting on Mark Nectarian. I would love to hear from Paranormal 101 if he ever called in. Maybe one day he will. But he's upset about Hawaii. And that, you know, we learned on Tuesday that you shouldn't roast marshmallows over lava. And the reason is not because it's dangerous, because it is dangerous, but because from lava, the sulfur, the marshmallow that you're eating is going to be toasted nicely over the lava. but it's going to be filled with sulfur and sulfur dioxide and soot, and you're not going to want to eat that. So it's going to poison you. But it's a wonderful idea. Like, I would roast a pig or a spigot and some, you know, set up a spigot and cook my chicken. But again, you're going to get the sulfur. Like, you're going to have a sulfur chicken. And nobody wants chickens that smell like rotten eggs. Like our first caller. He loved the big rooster. He enjoyed roosters. But I'm sure he doesn't want his rooster smelling like rotten eggs. Of course not. Nobody wants their rooster smelling like rotten eggs. And we also learned that our last caller showed us that you can manipulate voices on the internet. You can literally be anybody you want, anywhere you want, anyhow you want, with the basis of being anonymous, in anonymity on the internet. Hence the troll farms, hence the troll bots, the Russian bots, the troll bots, people who have no purpose in existence in life whatsoever. But their goal is to sit in front of a computer and piss people off. Well, I'm pretty hard to piss off, frankly, because I enjoy it. I mean, you know, you think that you're going to get on my nerves. You're not really getting on my nerves. I mean, you know, we're the biggest trolls in the universe. When YouTube was first going on, we used to be on the front page all the time. You used to find us on the most discussed, first page of the most discussed videos of the day, the first page of the most liked videos of the day, the first page of the most favorited videos of the day. Why? Well, it wasn't because a lot of people were watching our videos and liking our videos and commenting on our videos and favoriting our videos. It was because I had 15 different accounts, and I would like 15 different times the video. I would comment 15 different times on the video, and we would favorite it 15 different times. Then my other friend would have 15 different accounts, and he would favorite it and like it 15 different times. We'd always be on the front page, and we'd be spamming the hell out of YouTube. And we believe, personally, that we are the reason why it's so stringent now and why you can't do that. But hey, those accounts still exist somewhere, and our videos are still favorited, and we have many subscribers, but I don't know how many of them are real, how many of them are not. I remember Dax Flame and Lisa Nova, like half of their subscribers were fake. Half of Donald Trump's Twitter subscribers are fraudulent. They're fake. They're bot accounts. They're robot. Who cares? It's all about the image. It's all about the illusion that you're greater than you are. It's all about the illusion that you are better than you are. It's all about the illusion that you are greater than you are. And this is the greatest talk show that will ever be. That's not an illusion. That's the truth. Only on the greatest talk show that will ever be do you get a robot coming out as gay. 619-924-0815 is the number. If you want to call in and tell us your thoughts on aliens, time travel, government conspiracies, any topic under the sun, hey, lines are open, and we're not screening. 619-924-0815. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, more of your calls and more of interesting topics on the greatest talk show that will ever be on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this. You want to be
everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinions, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go. There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Hollywood, and I'm swinging from the rafters because this is the greatest talk show that will ever be. Open lines tonight, and it has not disappointed. Wow. If you want to go back and listen to any of our old shows, you should, because the World Generation Podcast Network is taking the world by storm. And there's a whole bunch of great shows coming up, including Monday Night Fallout tomorrow, Tuesday, Facing Tuesday with Santori. And he's going to go to the Mall of America once his ban from the Mall of America ends. And then Fatal 4-Way Radio on Thursday. Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates. That's on Friday, and he ranks everything. They ranked the best bodily organ. So if you want to know what his panel of guests voted as the number one organ in all of your body, you're going to want to listen to that show. And then, of course, next week, the greatest talk show will be back with some other erroneous topics. I think we need time travel. I think that's good. I think time travel. I look at my hand, and I see the Masonic symbol. I see it right there, and I see it clear. And the psychic, right? A couple of things. First, I went to the psychic. She's like, you have a Masonic symbol on your hand. And I was like, okay. So I went up to her, and I'm like, prove you're right. Prove, you know, I'll give you money. You can do a reading. Prove it to me. And she's like, okay, you were born September. And I was like, okay. And she's like, September 9th. And I was like, okay, let's go. And she told me, she's like, hey, you're going to have one child. It's going to be a son. Okay, good. Interesting. Well, you know what? That psychic was absolutely right. I don't remember anything else she said, but I do remember a psychic in high school. We went to see a psychic, and she told me and Jersey James that, you know, separately, we each had love curses, and we were, but she told me that I was going to go on a trip, and I was going to get in some kind of accident or something, and there would be some kind of car issue or car problem, and it would affect my life forever, and it would cause a rift, and everything would change. But you know what happened that summer? I went on a road trip with Jersey James, and we got into car trouble, and the car broke down, and it sent a rift, and we split. For 8 years, me and Jersey James split. Zigzag took 8-year hiatus, and the funny part is, after I got the psychic reading, the next day, we saw on TV that the psychic was being arrested, and she got dragged from her psychic area by police, was dragging out of her psychic, the home she was in, and they said she was telling everybody of all these, that everybody had a love curse on them, and that's why they arrested her. But I just think it was because she told the truth, like she gave information about what's going to happen next. She told everybody that she told me what was going to happen in my future, and you can't do that. Wow. You need lotion on your elbows.
I want ice cream.
You need elbow lotion. Your elbows are so ashy. Look. Don't tell me about ashy elbows. Listen, but so, okay, the first psychic we ever saw told me information about the future and then was arrested the next day live on TV and told me, and it looked like they were just trying to make me see that she was wrong. But maybe she was giving away information. Maybe she was giving away secrets that she wasn't supposed to. Maybe everybody knows what's going to happen every second until the future. Maybe we are all living a rerun over and over and over again. Are things the same? Kind of. Then go get some ice cream. Take a walk. Go get some ice cream. It's right down the street. Damn ice cream. It really is. You go for a walk. What does it take? 10? It's 10 o'clock. Seriously, you can take it's a nice night. Take a nice walk up the street. Get yourself some ice cream. Do you have cravings? Do you feel like ice cream? What's your favorite type of ice cream? 619-924-0815. Have you ever seen a psychic? Because every time I've seen a psychic, they've been absolutely correct. The first one, yeah, I think she was telling everybody they had a love, because she wanted us to buy this potion that got the love curse, broke the curse. And she told James the same thing. So, maybe, but she also told me about the future. She had it, hit it 100% right on the nose. Everything happened the way she said. That other psychic, she knew my birth month. She hit the day on the first try. It wasn't like 7, 12, first try. And she got the fact that I have one kid, one son. How did she know that? I don't know. Maybe she took a peek at the script. Maybe she just was able to read into the Akashic Records. Maybe she talked to the curator of the Akashic Records. Can you talk to the curator of the Akashic Records? Do you know what's going on there inside, outside of the universe right now? Do you know what's going on outside of your measly little earthly world? Well, first of all, we have to assume that our existence is not in a matrix type of existence, but I believe it is. I believe we're all being utilized as energy and our consciousness is wandering around, but we are all fictional beings, but we all exist. But in the sense, we can still communicate with the beings who are outside the quarantine zone. We can contact the curator of the Akashic Records. You can talk to the Galactic Federation if you want and talk to them. They don't really want to talk to you, though, because you're a lowly human and they don't really care. And you don't know the right way to talk to them anyway. And who are you going to talk to unless you know? And, you know, there are videos out there of people, you know, saying they're being contacted by this and they want their opinion. And that might be true. There might be 5 or 6 or 7 of those people out there on Earth. But I guarantee you that nobody in the outer rims of the universe gives a damn about what you think or what you care about. And if they do, consider yourself really lucky. But again, what the hell does it matter? What do you what do you want to know? Oh, the aliens are in touch with me. There are aliens out there. What do I ask them? I don't know. They're busy with land disputes and taxation redirects. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is a perfect example of that. It's a bureaucracy. Who gives a shit about a farm bill that they're putting forth in the Galactic Federation? Oh, but I'm talking to the aliens. The aliens are considering agriculture on a planet around a star that's about to go supernova, and do they plant this or that? That's what they're talking about. They could give a crap about Earth. They could give a crap about you. They have more things to deal with because the entire universe is connected, and we sit quarantined with an empty seat at the table, and our only contact with them, seemingly, it's through the curator of the Akashic Records. Is it, though? I personally can talk to whoever I want and know whatever I want, get there, back, talk to, you know. But I know because I've been there and I am and they, you know, care. Probably not about you, but that's okay because you matter. How do you matter? Where do you fit in? Well, let's look at the idea of we're in a matrix world, okay? Let's look at that. Let's look at about the world outside is fictional and we are nothing but attached to a computer, and we are in pods, and we are just existing in this fictional past existence, this world. It's really some futuristic time out there, and we're living in a computer simulation. Let's look at it that way. You are important to these beings who are taking over you. Could it be for our own good? Could we be the remnants of a doomed planet on some giant spaceship where the matrix existence that we exist in is really our salvation and not an angry, malevolent force, but benevolent force made by us as we travel across the universe to our next destination? Maybe we are all in hyperstasis in this matrix type of existence where it's all a dream, and we are in this world because this is the time on humanity, on Earth, where it is stable. It might not seem like it's stable, but if you look from 1970 to now, I don't think that things are that disruptive. I don't think that the Earth is that awful. I think we've probably been on this trip for 40 years, maybe. You know, maybe we've been wandering around. Maybe some people know. Maybe some people are awake on our journey, right? And maybe those people also come in and out and are awake and are aware of what's going on. I think the most of us aren't. But then again, I also think there are only 7 or 8 of us. And it's a sad, sad world. And if you're listening to this, you're just a computer-generated hologram. And apparently, as one of our callers, you're also gay. 619-924-0815. The greatest talk show that will ever be. Open lines. Aliens. Time travel. Conspiracies. Ooh, what else is there? Well, let's look back to the older shows. We did an Art Bell tribute. We did Dreams. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting, depending on what you believe in your dreams as visions or reality. The God problem. We looked at gods throughout existence. Who are these gods? Ancient gods, Sumerian gods, Greek gods, Roman gods, gods of the future, the alien gods, the God, the creator God. We looked at that. You should go back and listen to that. Was that our first show? Ah, no, the first show. The Mandela Effect.
Yes, I love the Mandela
Effect. The Mandela Effect. Go back and listen to it. The Mandela Effect is basically an idea that we remember things differently than they are. Okay? Luke, I am your father. No, he just says, I am your father. He doesn't say, Luke, I am your father. But we all remember it as Luke, I am your father. I remember C-3PO being all gold, but apparently he has a silver leg throughout the entire series. One of his legs is silver through the entire thing, but that's it. Every single episode of Star Wars, he has a silver leg. Now you go back and look, and you'll be like, he does have a silver leg. But when I remember, he didn't have no silver leg. So what is causing these changes? Are they timeline changes? Are they shifts in existence? Well, we don't know. But I suggest you look up the Mandela Effect, because there's a lot of things that change on a daily basis. The world is changing around you. Time changes around us, and there's only a few of us who can actually fathom and understand that change and see that change. I noticed a lot of changes when I first realized this. My first one was Angie Dickinson was a writer, not policewoman. She was a writer. And you can actually go and search. Angie Dickinson is a writer, not an actress, and it will take you to my article. Posted, what was that, 15 years ago? 10 years, 9, no, 12 15 years ago, and they told me I was crazy. The first ever, I am the first person who's ever noticed a Mandela effect in the history of mankind. Me, I am, and it's written there on above top secret website, and it's there for the world to see. And you know what I got when people saw that? Boo, you're wrong, blah, blah. You know what I also learned? I noticed Ghostbusters, movie Ghostbusters. Well, there was a scene where they're coming out of the bank and their hair was totally different. And I'd seen that movie 1,000 times. I knew it word for word, scene by scene, shot for shot. You know what I was seeing? A different take of that movie used in the final production. A different take of that movie. Same movie, same line, same different take. Wow. Very interesting. Also, Billy Madison, I remember that quite concisely because I was in California at the time. And I remember Billy Madison, he said, wahoo for school in the end. It says that he said yahoo for school, but I remember it wahoo for school. But that was just me, and I noticed the difference. That was the first difference I noticed. And then Angie Dickinson, of course, not policewoman. But that's the Mandela effect. The differences. Things are different than we remember. And unlike Greatest Talk Show, with First Exorcism live on the radio, that show was awesome, and I actually exercised a spirit. We did jumping jacks. We did push-ups. We did sit-ups. I exercised the spirit, and he got the hell out of there live on the radio. Okay, we had somebody call in the Greatest Talk Show who was on a 9/11 watch list that got us canceled, and he told us flat out on the show, they're going to shut down your show. Oh, no, talk to us. And he told us all these secrets, and that night we got thousands of listeners, thousands and thousands of listeners. You know what happened the next day? We got shut down. The government listens to the Greatest Talk Show in the NSA. I'd also like to thank you for listening. And tonight, another first. A computer came out gay on the Greatest Talk Show That Will Ever Be. You can't write this stuff, folks. Believe me, we tried. So it looks like we're going to take an early we'll probably come back after break in a little bit. We're going to finish watching a show. There's only a couple more episodes. Maybe we watch another one. And that, since, you know, we're not getting much information, much talk, much thought, much people. So I think we're going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back, we'll end the show, and then we'll talk more about what's going on later in on the Greatest Talk Show. And you know what? 619-924-0815. Tell us what you believe. Tell us how you feel. Tell us what you think is going on. Seriously, like, what do you think is going on? What the hell is going on? Well, we'll try to figure it out after this. 619-924-0815. I'm Hollywood Tony P. This is the Greatest Talk Show That Will Ever Be. We'll be right back with the end of the show here on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do.
Atlantis off the maps.
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do, we do.
Who holds back the electric car? Who makes Steve Gutenberg a star? We do, we do.
Who robs Kate Bush of their sight?
Who rigged every Oscar night?
We do.
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas. And that's all.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. My name is Hollywood Tony P, and we've come to the end of the show. Why are we ending the show early? Because I feel like it. And we've had a lot of firsts tonight. We've had a lot of callers, and we've had a lot of talk about open lines and things like that. And we've learned a lot, and I know you've learned a lot. And I think next week we will officially call it The Paradox, and we're going to do it. We're going to talk about time travel, and I'm going to tell you how I disproved a paradox when I was 12. We're going to talk about time travel protocol and etiquette. We're not going to talk about multiple universes, different dimensions. We're just going to talk about time travel movies, time travel experience, how to time travel. We're going to look at John Titor. We're going to look at time vehicles. We're just going to look at time travel. Maybe. Unless I decide to think of something else. I don't know. Psychics, maybe. I like time travel. I think we're going to do time travel. So, hey, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. I'd like to thank the brave callers who came out live on the air tonight. I'd like to thank the brave computer who came out live on the radio. Keep reaching for that rainbow. I mean, that's pretty awesome right there. And in all seriousness, if you guys do need any help, there are suicide hotlines out there. If you're depressed, find somebody. Talk to them because, you know, we don't need people dying because, you know, there are only 8 of you. 7 if you really think about it. Or there could be a lot. Or we could be not alone. Or the Galactic Federation. Now, we should probably do a show about that. The Galactic Federation. We did the Alien Influence. Galactic Federation. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do the show about next week. But what I do know is that tomorrow night, Monday Night Fallout happens. And if you like WWE, why not take a listen? But I'm going to leave you guys with a song because I feel like it. We're going to play this song. You can get to hear the song, and then we'll end out on a high note from here and high in the Rockies on the greatest talk show. I'm Hollywood Tony P, and I thank you guys. Go to Facebook, World Generation Podcast, Twitter, World Gen Podcast, World Generation. You'll find it. On Facebook is the best place to go. And I'm telling you, there's so many good shows, so many good people. And I just have to send a shout-out to Minister of Sinister for just being awesome. And thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. And I know you did as well. So thank you guys for joining us. I'm sure next week Mark D'Arcturian will fill us in on his adventures through the ethosphere. If you want to find out more about how to talk to the curator of the Akashic Records, we had an email, but apparently somebody hacked our email, bigbagstudios@gmail.com. They hacked it. Yeah, and they changed their password to their library card number. You're an asshole, whoever you are. So HollywoodTonyP1@gmail.com, HollywoodTonyP1@gmail.com. Send us some hate mail if you want. Send us a message. It's okay. And that's pretty much it. So we'll see you guys next time on the greatest talk show that will ever be on the World Generation Podcast Network. My name is Hollywood Tony P. From Oblivion. We are out of here. We'll see you guys next time on the greatest talk show. Be there. Uh-huh.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.